was it like to join the team just during the home stretch? You guys are in the middle of a playoff run, and here you are in the middle of December.
It's interesting. Definitely a position I've never been in, but exciting. Exciting to come in with fresh legs. And even though it's year 10 for me, I feel like a rookie out there, you know, trying to pick up the playbook. And, you know, the D-line room's been great, and they welcome me with open arms. They've helped me out there, helped me get lined up, and helped me in the classroom. And it's a great group, and I'm excited to help them.
How much of the playbook came back to you instantly, you know, since you were in the system before?
A lot of the base stuff is very similar, very similar. Especially the stuff that they're going to have me doing. You know, they're not going to throw me completely in the fire, but I mean, I'm sure I will get burned a little bit. You know, it's going to be trial by fire, but you know, they're going to limit the snaps that I take, and a lot of stuff that I'm doing is stuff that's very familiar, and a lot of it's just football. You know, 4-3 defense where I'm most comfortable, and I'm very excited about the opportunity.
How are you doing physically?
I feel great. I feel great, man. Everybody, once they hit like year 8, 9, they should take a year off. It's been almost a calendar year since I hit anybody. And it definitely shows in the way I feel. So I'm excited about that. I feel like it was the fountain of youth. And, you know, I feel like I can play a few more years. That's my goal.
You had hip surgery?
Yeah, hip and groin. Hip and groin. It was all connected, man. I had a long stretch of groin and sports hernia-type injuries that were all because of the hip. The labrum in the hip was damaged. And once we figured out that was the issue and corrected it, ever since then I've been on the up and up, and I feel great.
Have you been assured that it's going to be okay, or is, you know, are you in danger of re-injuring it?
Oh, no. You know, I've been rehabbing and strengthening it for so long now, I feel great. You know, I could have been back on the field for somebody a few weeks ago. Just this opportunity, the perfect opportunity popped up. You know, I worked out for the team a couple weeks ago, as you guys know, and had a great workout and a great physical. And, you know, the chips just fell this week that this was the week they chose to bring me in. So I'm ready physically.
When did they first reach out to you?
Well, I kind of reached out to them, you know, after they had a couple injuries up front, and I saw that they were going to be in the thick of things in the race. You know, that's kind of one of the criteria. I wanted to go to a team that had a chance. You know, I just didn't want to go out there and run into the wall for nothing at this point. So I reached out to them. You know, Spags and Coach Nunn, they're my guys. So I talked to them, and of course, I got to run up the flagpole, and, you know, you get an injury in another position. You know, it can't be that week, can't be that week. And they contacted me yesterday morning, and I was on the plane yesterday evening, and now I'm here on the practice field. So it's been a whirlwind, but it's a blessing.
So you reached out to them for the workout?
Yeah, just to let them know that I was healthy, you know, just they wanted to kick the tires, you know, see what I had left in me. You know, my last couple years just dealing with the injury, you know, I just wanted to prove to people that I still had it, still had some juice on my legs, and they were happy with my workout, you know. Just said that the timing wasn't right when I came in a couple weeks ago, and that time is now, so I'm excited.
What were you doing? Were you doing some kind of rehab business or something?
Yeah, I actually own a gym called D1. I got on my chest, so I appreciate these cameras. it's a training facility, and we have a rehab PT clinic built right in. So, you know, I bought it in February. Perfect timing for me. I had surgery in March, so I've just been living in there. So it's worked for the business, as in that business, and my football business, training, running, you know, high-level speed training and rehab therapy every day. So been working on my whole body, and I just feel great.
And where is that?
It's near Orlando, north of Orlando, exactly where I live. You know, I didn't miss all this rain and dreary New Jersey weather, but all you guys' faces, man, I missed you guys, so I'm glad to be back.
You were famously part of the team that sort of got attacked together late in the season. What can you tell these guys about how that happened and what they need to do?
I mean, it just starts with this week. You know, it starts with it. This is a perfect time to play a team like this, in my opinion. Because if you can't beat a team like this, then you're not gonna win in the playoffs. This is the type of talented team that we're going to have to beat going forward. And, then, you know, our playoffs start this week. So those are the things I'm preaching. You know, there's already some leadership in here and coaches that were here with me that have been through it also. So, you know, I'm just talking to the young guys, trying to let them know that it's all about Sunday. It's just one game at a time. And next thing you know, you find yourself in the Super Bowl. It's just that simple, and it happens just that fast. So, you know, just need guys to stay healthy and keep making plays. And last week was a great win. And I watched that one on TV, and I was extremely excited on Wednesday when I got the call.
Thank you.